Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory, great things he has done. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in him. Praise God. This is Sister Newville, and I must first give honor to God, my Father, and Jesus Christ, my Savior, to God's ministering servants and friends. I'll greet you in the name of Jesus. Today, right away, we are going to have our praise and worship team come to us. I'll now call Sister Lodine Mills to come to us for the praise and worship.
Good morning, everyone.
Bless God.
Father in heaven, we thank you. God, we look to you this morning because we know that when you are in the midst, things change. When you are in our hearts, things change. And we invite you into this moment, God, and we ask you to have your way. God, I want you to consider this our invitation into our hearts to have your way. My prayer, God, is that everyone listening today, that we will receive you and that joy, peace, and your power will be planted in us today. We need you today and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We thank you, Father God. We give you glory and honor this morning because you are so worthy to be praised. We hunger and thirst for your spirit right now, Almighty God.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You to you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my my brother, even though you are my king. And I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you does my spirit yield. You alone, you are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Yes, I long to worship you. And I long to worship you.
Our hearts are panting for you this morning, God, and we say, have your way, and we invite you into our worship this morning. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We're here to worship God this morning, and we want to pour our hearts out to Him and let Him know that we are here, here to receive all that He has for us.
Light of the world, You stepped down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore You. Hope of a life spent with You. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly You came to the earth You created, all for love's sake You became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that You're my God. You are altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. But know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that You're my God. You are altogether lovely, You're altogether worthy, You're altogether just wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that You're my God. You are altogether lovely, You're altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
You've been wonderful to us, God, and we want to come before You, we want to worship You, and we want to give You thanks. We thank You, Jesus, for being the wonderful, kind, and gracious God that You are. We thank You, Jesus, for who You have been and who You always will be. Hallelujah. We thank You, God. We thank You, Jesus. We come before You with thanks this morning, God.
Are You hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of Your sin, Jesus is calling. Have You come to the end of Yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. No, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait, 'cause Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born, Jesus is calling. No, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open and wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What a Savior, isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Let's bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. No, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness, it was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. No, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with
the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you for forgiveness, God, and we thank you that you bought us, mighty God. It was paid with a price through your Son, and we thank you this morning. We thank you. Hallelujah. I now hand over the rest of the service back to Evangelist Newell.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Mills. Thank you for reminding us that this is a day to worship the Lord. Praise God. And to our online congregation this morning, I just want to welcome you again in the name of the Lord. It's a day of worship. The writer said, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, you are my God. Praise the name of the Lord. A day to worship God in spirit and in truth is also our communion Sunday. And this is a time when we prepare ourselves for a communion. Praise God. We're going to ask our pastor is going to come to us with the pastoral prayer at this moment. Praise God.
Thank you very much, Evangelist Newell, Sister Lloydine, for leading us off. And good morning to everyone, whether you are a first time on the line or you are a regular. Good morning to you wherever you are. This is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our God, our source, our everything, we thank you that we can come in your presence at this time. We are encouraged to come to the altar. We are encouraged that your arms are outstretched wide and you bid us come. So this moment we come to you, Lord. We come to you with our brokenness. We come to you with our sadness, our grief, our sorrows. But we are assured that you bore it all for us. And this morning we have the great opportunity of casting our cares upon you, for your care for us. So we thank you that we have the privilege, Lord, of coming to you this moment in prayer, knowing that you promise that whatever we ask in prayer, believing, you will grant it unto us. So, Lord, we look to you on behalf of each and every one that is listening this morning. Come to you on behalf of those who have participated thus far in the service, and for the others who will. We thank you for guiding us over the week, over the night, and you have given us this morning that we can come and acknowledge your goodness. We realize, Lord, it's not of our goodness, but it's because of your grace and your mercy. So we come to you and we say thanks. Lord, I ask now at this moment that you will touch the heart and the lives of each and every one this day that is listening to you. Some are sad because they have lost their loved ones. Some are grieving because they have lost so many things because of this pandemic. But Lord, you say we must come to you, all who are heavy laden, and you will give rest. So I pray that you will comfort those that mourn. Lord, we pray that your spirit, your presence will always be evident in your lives. We come to you on behalf of those that are sick. Lord, you are still the great physician. You are still the healer. And so, Lord, I come to you and I ask that you will stretch forth your hands. You will grant healing to those that are sick. Remember families today, Lord. the things that they are going through, not knowing where to turn, what is the next move. I pray you will give the assurance today that you care, that your heart is touched with the grief of everyone. So I commit them into your hands today. I pray especially, Lord, for those of our brethren who feel like they can't go on. It's time to throw in the towel. I pray that you will speak to them today. Help them to realize that you still care. That, Lord, nothing happens to them that you don't know of. So I pray that they'll be encouraged today from the service, and that they will be complete in you, trusting that you are able to do exceeding above that which we are able to ask, I think. I pray again, Lord, for those of our brethren who for some time now, Lord, has been going through sickness and other discomfort in their bodies. You are still God and you care. I pray that you will touch. I pray that you will give the assurance. Pray you will be with them. Lord, I pray for a special family, one that I call the COVID-19 family. There are those, Lord, who are going through trying times. You know them by name. And so I commit them to you today, and I pray that you will be near them, Lord, that they will feel your presence and know that you care for them, what they are going through and what their families are going through. Thank you for today, Lord, and I pray your blessing upon your servants, the one who shall break your word today. I pray for a special outpouring, a special anointing. And at the end, Lord, all of us who are listening, we'll leave with a blessing on our hearts, with the assurance that you care for us and that your heart is touched with our grief. Have your own way, Lord, and bless the remainder of this service. As we wait upon you, we give you thanks in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. You're going to sit back and listen to a hymn, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sins. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. Oh, the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. Oh, the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled. By its transforming power, make me God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. And the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise His name. Bless the Lord. Bless God. The writer said we should magnify the precious name of Jesus. Magnify His name. Praise God. Why? Because the wonderful grace of Jesus, the matchless grace of Jesus that is deeper than the mighty rolling sea, is higher than the mountain and is sparkling like a fountain. Praise God. It is broader than the scope of our transgression. It's greater far than all our sin and shame. Praise God. We have lived to see a day where we can magnify the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are going to have our scripture reading taken from Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 to 21 by Sister Earlene Clark. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise and honor be to Jesus. Reading from the NIV, Galatians 2, verse 15 through 21. We who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we, too, have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law. Because by observing the law, no one will be justified. If, while we seek to be justified in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners, does that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, I prove that I am a lawbreaker. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live for Christ. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. And I say glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Good morning, brethren.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Clark. God continue to bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll sit and wait for our welcome and announcement by Sister Marcia Denison. Let's have her.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday service. Today is our communion service. Let us please continue to pray for Pastor Newton. Of course, we hear him this morning, and we are very, very pleased, but he's still out on medical leave. And also, Reverend Botterill, who is away, we will continue praying for his safety. We also want to give thanks to the media team. They are doing a wonderful job behind the scenes. We welcome you all. if there's any first-time listeners, of course, we welcome you. Please continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in, and for those who are mourning the loss of their loved ones. Remember the holiday dinner, which order is being taken at this time. The number that you can visit the church's website for information, but the number that you can call to put in your order is 914-252-7774. There's a message here from Deacon Brown. He would like to inform the group that meet on Monday that tomorrow men's get together is canceled. Please remember, tomorrow, Monday night, 7:30, the get together is canceled. And next week, there's a men meeting, and it will be at the church. Wonderful news. We're going back in the church. So next week, men's meeting will be at the church, and that will be on Saturday, October 10th at 7 p.m. All, please remember to save the date. Kindly visit the church's website for ways in which you can continue to give your tithes and offerings. There is an online donation app available for those who wish to utilize that option. Details are available on the church's website. If there is anyone celebrating their birthday this week or last week celebrated it, we just want to wish you all a happy, happy birthday. And we will just go to the wellness team. There's just a brief tip from the wellness team, and it has to do with our spiritual and emotional health. When we think of sin, abuse, neglect, rejection, betrayal, the pandemic which we are going through, the hurricanes, the fire, the racial injustice, there is just so much of an impact that it does take upon us. It causes great emotional and spiritual pain, and it hurts as much as physical pain does. What we need to remember, however, is that God is the great physician. He can completely heal our broken hearts and bind up our wounds, heal and make us whole. Spiritual and emotional healing is often a process with steps that we need to put in action. What are we putting in action? We are going to the Bible to find relief. Everything is in the Bible. And when we read what the Word says and how it provides healing, we should apply it to our lives. Let us quickly look at Proverbs 3, 7, and 8. It says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. It will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." So by applying the words of the Lord to our lives, we can find that emotional and spiritual healing, also physical healing. I take this time to wish you a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. May the peace of God be with you all. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Denison, for the announcement. And a welcome. Let us bear them all in mind. And as she rightly said, whatever we are going through, whether spiritual or emotional or whatever it might be, the scripture that was just read, it said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." So thank God to know that the life that we now live is the Christ who is living his life through us. So be encouraged today. Praise God. Sister Evangelist, Drummond will be coming to us right now to ask God's blessing and the tithes and offering that we are receiving. May she come to us right now.
Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we just want to thank you for good health and strength that you have given unto us, oh God, to go out and to work. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for jobs. God, we thank you also, Lord Jesus Christ, for the mind that you have given unto us to give back a portion unto you, Lord. God, we thank you, oh God, that, you know, we can come and we can just pour back into you, Lord Jesus, what you have poured into us, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for those, oh God, who do not have a job this morning, Lord God. You know, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that they have the mind to give, but they do not have it to give. Lord, we pray that you will provide for them, Lord God, so they too can give back unto you. God, we pray for the offering this morning, Lord. Bless it, Lord, and sanctify it in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, that it will do your work here on earth as we give you thanks in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Evangelist Jummins. Praise God. Now we are at the moment of time when we are going to take our little time and take our little pen and pencil, keep our Bible before us, and we will be listening to the Word of God. It will be coming from somebody who is well known to us and have been bringing the Word to us for a very long time, a great woman of God, the child of God. She is a member of Christ, a child of God, and she is an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven. And with no further delay, I want to present Evangelist Bardowell to you, our online congregation. Evangelist Bardowell, online congregation. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Good morning, everyone. I am very joyful. Okay, I have this opportunity once more to connect with my brethren from 975 Burke Avenue. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this new day. I give him thanks and praise because he has granted us another favor. Praise God. It's a special favor. And I give God thanks. Praise the Lord. This morning, I would like to speak. But first of all, I should greet my pastor. Greet my pastor in the name of the Lord. Praise God. So nice to hear you online this morning. And we just pray that God would continue to touch your body and that before long you'd be able to be back with us fully. But praise God that you are coming to us timely. Praise the Lord. I would like us to look at the passage of Scripture this morning that was read from Galatians chapter 2, 16 to 21. And I won't be reading it over, but I would like to focus on verse 20. So I'll just read verse 20. And it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for this wonderful day. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you that you have helped us, O God, to come to know you and to bring us in this wonderful family, the family of God. We thank you, O God, for all your blessings upon us, and we thank you for teaching us how to live and teaching us, O God, your word so we can know, Lord, what you expect of us. And so this morning, as we go into your words, we are praying that you would bless your words to our hearts. Help, O God, that your words will become a life to us. That, Lord, we will not leave the same way we came, but, Lord, we will learn from you and do what you ask of us. Pray that you'd use me for your glory. Let your name be honored, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. So as I said, we are going to focus on verse 20 of the passage that was just read. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to my sister. We always catch up, Sister Marcia. And while we were talking, you know, we're talking about things in the family. We're talking about the blessings of God and so forth. And then my sister made a statement that, you know, we can enjoy this Christian walk if we would let go of self. And I said to her, that's the message that is on my heart. The Lord has laid that on my heart for a couple of weeks now. And so don't preach my message. And she laughed and she said, that's a confirmation. And that is a word I'm coming with this morning. I also heard our evangelist Newville was about to preach on verse 20 also. But, you know, the verse stands out, and it is good that it can, you know, that the Lord allow us to see in his words what he wants us to see this morning. And everyone is kind of connected in some way. Praise the Lord. So verse 20 talks about being crucified with Christ. And the topic I'd like to speak on this morning is the old man died. The old man died. If I should come to you and say that the old man died, it's just natural that you would ask me, which old man? Which old man? And then you wouldn't stop there. You'd want to hear a lot of other answers. When did he die? Where did he die? How did he die? And some might even ask, why did he die? It's just natural that if I say the old man died, you'd want to ask these questions. But I'm not talking about that old man. Many old men have died, and young ones have died too. And I'm talking about the physical old man. I'm talking about the old man, that is the old Adamic nature that we inherited from Adam. Because you see, Adam sinned, and all the descendants of Adam were born sinners, as the scripture says in Romans 3 and verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were born with sinful desires, and we did everything in opposition to God's law. That's how we were born. And you can see this is true because even in babies, babies learn even how to be rebellious. And you say, where did I get that from? Getting mad and running away and stuff like that. Where they get bigger and they know they're supposed to do something, they hide when they're doing it and that kind of thing. And nobody taught them. So that shows you how much it's embedded in us. That's how we were born. That's the state we were born in. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 29 to 32, and if you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn to these passages because God's words are alive, and when we read them, they become alive in our lives. And so Romans 1 and verse 29 to 32, it says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventions of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That is the state of the old Adamic nature. And also in Galatians 5 and verse 19 to 21, it shows us also the works of the flesh, which is the old Adamic nature. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such of which I tell you before, as I've also told you in the past time, in the time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That is the word of the Lord. So that is the state of the old man. That's how we were born with this nature, the old Adamic nature. We're prone to sin. We sin before God. We oppose God's rules. And even when God instituted laws for us to abide by, we could not even keep the law. That's the state of the old man. That is the old man of sin. So you ask me which old man I'm talking about. That's the old man I'm talking about. Now, when did this old man die? The old man died for some people. The old man died when we met Jesus. So those who have not accepted the Lord in their hearts as yet, they are still living in the old man. And they can crucify, they can give themselves to the Lord, because the old man dies when you meet Jesus. You see, Jesus took on the penalty for our sins, and by being crucified on the cross, when we come to him and seek his forgiveness, he washes us in his precious blood. He makes us clean. So the old man dies when we met Jesus. Where did the old man die? The old man died at Calvary. Our old man was crucified with him. Romans 6 and verse 6 says, knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. No wonder so many beautiful songs are written about Calvary and the cross. Songs like, I cherish the whole rugged cross. Songs like, O Calvary, bless Calvary, where Jesus shed his blood for me. That's where the old man died. Now, how did the old man die? The old man died when we acknowledge our sins before the Lord. We came to him weary, worn, and sad. We acknowledge our sins, the sins of the old man. We ask his forgiveness, and we ask him to cleanse us with his precious blood. And by faith, we receive him. As the scripture says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. And that is why when the old man dies, there is so much rejoicing in the heart. That is why we can magnify the name of Jesus and praise his name when we think of what he has done for us. So Jesus died because he loved us. As God's word tells us in John 3:16, that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. His words also tell us that because he loves us so, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto eternal life, should come unto repentance. Now, Galatians 2 and verse 20 says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What happened next after the old man died? After the old man died, I still live. I live, but I no longer live in that flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm a new creature. The old man died. So now it is no longer I that live, but it is Christ who lives in me. I live in this earthly body, trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I dethrone the I in my life. It is not I who live anymore. I took the I off the throne of my heart. and I invite Jesus to reign on the throne of my heart. I now bear his identity of righteousness. My motives become Christ-centered. My desires become Christ-centered. My ambition become Christ-centered. My actions, my will, my conversation should all be Christ-centered. According to Philippians 1 and verse 21, he says, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So for me to live now is Christ. I'm crucified with him. The old man died with him. Now I'm alive in him, and he is the one who rules in me and reigns in me. But you know, we still live in the flesh, and no good thing is in the flesh. The flesh still has its earthly desires and fleshy desires. The flesh wants to carry out the deeds of the old man just the same way. But we need to let the old man stay dead. We Jamaicans have a way of describing the dead. And, you know, we have such interesting terms for everything. And I don't know how we come up with these terms, but they really fit. And when we talk about somebody is dead, somebody might describe it as stiff dead, person stiff dead. And you can't want to be more dead than that, stiff dead. We need to allow the old man to remain stiff dead. You see, Paul was wonderfully converted on the way to Damascus to carry out the deeds of the old man. Because, you know, he wanted to persecute the Christians, which was against the will of God. And he thought he was doing the right thing, but he was actually doing the deeds of the old man. But he met Jesus on the way. And the moment he met Jesus, the old man died. Paul later wrote something interesting. He says in Romans 7 and verse 26 that there's a war going on in his members. He says, I see another law working in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, that is a new man, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. So when I rely on myself, when I operate just out of my flesh, and my fleshly desires, I'm a slave to sin. But when I, through faith, allow my life to be ruled by God, then I am a slave to God. For us to become all that God wants us to be, we have to die daily like Paul. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31, I die daily. That is how he was able to live his life, and for his life to be so powerful, for his life to touch so many lives, and for him to carry out what God wanted him to carry out. He said he died daily. Why did he have to die daily? He died daily because if he didn't crucify the old man and keep crucifying the old man, because that's not a one-time act. It's a daily act. Because that is where the war is. The war is that the old man wants to carry out his deeds still. But we have to allow the old man to know that it is dead and it must remain dead. Because if we do not do that, then the self will reign in us. Paul was successful because he learned how to die daily. We have to make sure that the old man stay crucified. Once we come to know Jesus, we are different, we are new creature. And we have to let the old man stay crucified. We're not called to manage or to mask the old man. Because some of us cannot even manage ourselves. You want to do good, the same thing Paul was talking about, want to do good, and Eve represent itself. So it's a matter of choice to say that, Lord, I am going to live this new life by faith in you. We are called to crucify the old man, not to manage the old man, not to put a mask over the old man. You know that mask of, you know all the religious things to do, but there's not a deep connection with the Lord. You see, if the old man is not crucified, then our righteousness is only self-righteousness. And in God's sight, it is called filthy rags. If the old man is not crucified, the deeds of the old man will still be active in us. And although we try to do all the good things, the glow of Christ-likeness will not be seen in us. It will still be missing because it's only God in all his power can make a difference. The deeds of the flesh cannot make a difference in our lives. We cannot help anybody. We can't even help ourselves. But when we allow Christ to reign in us, then he'll be pleased and we'll be able to touch others. You see, crucifixion is painful. And the scripture says, I am crucified with Christ. Crucifixion is painful. You saw what Jesus went through on the cross. It was not easy. At one point, he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? The pain was so excruciating. But Jesus knew what he was, his purpose for dying for us, dying on the cross. And for the purpose to be achieved, he had to go all the way. And so he bore the pain, he bore the shame. And crucifixion is not easy. It is painful. It kills your pride. You know, it kills your power. It kills your importance. It kills your status and your fame. It kills your fleshly desires and actions. It kills your way so that Christ can be exalted every day in your life. Not just one day, but every day. And that is why self must be crucified and be crucified daily. Self must be crucified and crucified daily. Because every day there is a fight for the old man to come back and to reign and to take up status. But we have to be the one to crucify self. You see, because we cannot manage self, we're not going to spend time focusing on self and thinking about the do and the do and the don't. When we allow Christ to reign, things fall into place. You don't have to be watching any special do's and don'ts rules. Because Christ reigns in your heart, he's now going to teach you what he wants you to do. So the focus is to crucify self so that Christ can reign in your life. When the old man is crucified, the new man in you will draw people to Christ. Because you will start loving Jesus with that unconditional love. And even when the flesh doesn't feel like loving, you will still love. Because you have learned from Jesus how to love. Your actions will be Christ-like. You will no longer respond by the dictates of the flesh, but now it is what Jesus would do in you. Every time you face a situation and the flesh is coming up to take its reign, the question we would ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Because we now belong to him. He is now sitting on the throne of our hearts. And we are not going to dethrone him. We are going to let him stay on the throne of our hearts and to lead our lives. And that is why the scripture says, the life that I now live in the flesh, you still live in the flesh. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. I live, yet not I, but it's the Christ who lives in me. The life that I now live, I live in this flesh, but I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. When the old man is crucified, there will be peace in the home. There will be peace in the church. There will be peace in the country. There will be peace in the world. Because the things that we struggle and fight for and so forth won't be important when Christ is on the throne of the heart. Everything about us is about Christ. That's our goal. Our goal is to be Christ-like. Our goal is to allow Christ to reign fully in our lives. So in closing this morning, is your old man dead? Is your old man dead? Are you allowing the old man to stay dead? I encourage us to seek to crucify the old man daily so that Christ can reign in his fullness in us, so that we can be all that he has called us to be, because there's a better side than the self side. When we pass that side of self, when we pass that side of the old man or the carnal man, the scripture calls it different terms, you know, the life in the flesh, the sinful man, the carnal man, the uncrucified man, the old man. When we pass over that and allow the old man to stay crucified on the side of Christ, oh, we are able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. By myself I'm weak, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This morning, seek to allow the old man to stay crucified so that Christ in all his fullness can reign in you and use you for his glory. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a song that I would like to sing in closing. It goes with the message. And I'll try to sing it first. I'll read you a verse of the song before I hand over to Pastor. It says, many years I longed for rest, perfect peace within my breast. And I often sought the Lord alone in tears. But I would not pay the price, would not make the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. Then one day, while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, take the cross and follow me to Calvary. Oh, how hard it is to die and all self to crucify, just to lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. Hallelujah. When we lose ourselves in the Lord, when we crucify self, when we crucify the old man, then Jesus will find a new life. The new life is perfect. The new life is what God wants us to live. That's what will draw others to him. Praise the Lord. Many years I longed for rest, perfect peace within my breast, and I often sought the Lord alone in care. But I would not pay the price, would not count the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. May all self be slain, my friend, the only thing. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose myself, I'll find it, Lord, in thee. Now the blood has been applied to his forearm sanctified, and the Savior gives me constant victory. Yes, he took my sin away, washed me, made me pure within. Oh, I lost myself and found it, Lord, in thee. Lord, I would not stand alone when I come before thy throne. Let me bring at least one soul, O Lord, to thee. Here I give myself away. Take me, use me, Lord, I pray. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose myself, I'll find it, Lord, in thee. If I lose myself, I'll find it, Lord, in thee. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Thank you very much, Evangelist, for that timely word. And I'm sure that it was so clear that every one of us could hear and to understand what the Lord is saying to us today. That we can crucify the old man. We can kill the old man and still live. We won't have to pay any penalty. We don't have to suffer any imprisonment when we kill the old man and when we allow Christ to reign in us. That's what Jesus wants to do today. He wants to have full control of our lives, but he'll not force himself on us. We have to be willing. As the song says, Lord, let me lose my life and find it in thee. May all self be slain, my friends, see only thee. Though it cost me grief and pain. Yes, sometimes it will cost us, or most times it cost us, to have the old man crucified. But in the end, we are the winners because we will have the life that Christ lives in us, which is a victorious life. So I would encourage everyone who have listened to this word today to examine yourself as we look to the Lord. I would ask that you take time out to reflect, give you a minute to reflect on what you have heard and what you intend to do about the word that you have heard today, that you would decide that I want this old man that is in me die. I want him dead so that I can live a victorious life. The only way for you to live a victorious life in Christ is to see that the old man that is in us, the old man that wants us to do things our way, in spite of what others might think or say, I will do it my way. The old man needs to be crucified so that you see things differently. See things as how Christ wants you to see. See that he is living and reigning in your hearts. So take time out and reflect now as I lead us in prayer. And if you have not committed yourself to the Lord, if you have not the experience that the old man is crucified, then today is your day. This is your time to say, Lord, take my life. Take my life. Lord, I give it to you. Crucify the old man, and I want you to reign in my soul. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to reign in my soul. Break down every idol. Cast out every foe. Lord, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us today. We are meditating on what we have heard. We are thinking on what we have heard. And we are responding to what we have heard. I pray, God, that our response to you, to the word that we have heard today, would just take my life and let it be, Lord. I surrender all to you. And Lord, in the end, we will be victorious because the life that we will live is a life of victory. Thank you for your servant. Thank you for your words. Thank you for everyone that listened today. And I pray, Lord, that this word that we have heard will abide in our hearts as we go along the pathway. See to it that our lives are crucified, that the old man is crucified, and that we are living a life of victory through your shed blood. Thank you again for today. Bless your servant. Bless each and every one, Lord. And may we continue to trust in you with all our hearts. Lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge you that you will direct our path. Hear us now, Father, as we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us prepare our hearts and our mind as we go further in our service by observing the Lord's Supper. This is something that is very important, and as Christians, we should not neglect this celebration. It is important because it also serves to identify that we have been crucified with Christ, and we are living a life that is pleasing unto him. So let us prepare our hearts as we get ready to participate in the Lord's Supper. Hope you have your biscuit or your bread, your juice, whether apple juice or whatever juice, grape juice you may have. Maybe you don't have any of those. You can take some water and let it represent the shed blood of the Lord. I'll be reading just a few verses from St. Luke chapter 22. St. Luke 22 and from verse 14 to verse 20. Just to read it, not to preach on it. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks, break it, gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. So when we eat the bread, when we drink the wine, we are remembering what Christ did for us on Calvary. We are remembering what it means, and we are observing what it means for Christ to shed his blood on Calvary, so that we have a hope this day. So prepare ourselves as we go further into this ceremony, this commemoration, as we observe the Lord's Supper. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and is just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. I love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Mount Calvary. Break thou the bread of life, O Lord, to me, as thou didst break the loaves beside the sea. Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Father in heaven, bless this bread. Bless this wine. Cause that as we partake of it, we will do it in remembrance of what you have done for us and Calvary. So I invite everyone at this moment to take your bread, your biscuit. It came to pass the night before he was betrayed, before he was crucified, he sat with his disciples and he said, This bread represents my body. He said, As often as you eat this bread, you do show forth my death until I come. So my beloved brothers and sisters and friends, eat, eat, and your soul shall live. Eat ye all of it. This cup represents the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed for our remissions, for our cleansing. He said to the disciples, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until I drink it in my Father's kingdom with you. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, friends, drink, 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 and your soul shall live. Drink ye all of it. Once again, I just want to give thanks to each and every one who have participated in our service today. I trust that our hearts have been blessed, we have been challenged, and our decision is to see to it that the old man is crucified and that the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for us. The benediction is, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day and week in the presence of the Lord.